Joe, Sammy P. It was fun checking out Corby and his plays. Glad to hear that he likes LSU. By the way, he is a very good college football handicapper, so you should check out that show tomorrow morning right here on the BetMGM Network. Every Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, BetMGM Network's tailgate kickoff for an hour with Ryan Horvath, getting you set the full slate of games each and every Saturday. And he didn't say go bet the Packers right now. He did say you kind of lost the number. Maybe it creates value elsewhere. Going to be fascinating to see the impact that we see from Parsons right away. So George did get the official place. I was very glad because I think we were a little concerned after our conversation that what he is going to hear and what the reality was from Kelly with her picks was going to be something different, because that is something that people accused him of last year with Adam Chernoff. I did see the documentation. Now, he didn't give her the best number, but he did give the correct sides that she had as her plays for the show.
Good. Very glad. You know, I care about that very much. It's very important in my life. So I'm glad that that's all ironed out.
I am very concerned about it. Like, get the right picks. If you're going to track someone, make sure you're tracking the actual selections, not something else that's thrown in a side conversation, say like the North Carolina one or something like that, or one of the dogs that she was saying it might be worth a long shot. No, these are the actual picks for the track.
Okay. Now that that's taken care of, can we talk about something else? Can we talk about the National League MVP and Kyle Schwarber hitting four home runs last night? The 21st time in Major League history somebody went deep four times. So he now has 49 home runs. And if you look at the National League stats, he's got four more homers than Ohtani. He also leads the National League in RBIs. He's got 119. Mm-hmm. Ohtani isn't even top four in RBIs. Also, Ohtani's kind of sucked as a pitcher this year. He hasn't been anything special. Oh, he struck out nine guys the other night. What's his ERA this year? Go look at his ERA. Nothing special. 4.18. His whip is 1.20. Why is he such a substantial favorite? And then, oh, you look at the market. 2 days ago, Ohtani was minus 5,000. Right now at BetMGM, Ohtani is minus 800. Kyle Schwarber has been bet down to 4-1. Should we just be talking about this every day, that Schwarber is the more valuable player? I understand that Ohtani is an unbelievable talent, but who's more valuable right now? Is it really Ohtani? Are we sure?
I like PCA.
No, you don't.
Remember that? Remember when Pete Crow Armstrong was in that conversation and people in Chicago were trying to will that to be a thing? I'm like, no, don't bet it. We were telling you when the number was extremely short, you may like him, but don't bet Pete Crow Armstrong. It's not a conversation. And the only other player that we've talked about is Schwarber. I'm not sitting here saying that he's going to win. And you're right about the pitching side of things. Has he sucked? At times. He sucked in the last two starts before this week. And that this week was the first time. The guy's been pitching 2.5 months. It was the first time all season that he went 5+. That he went at least 5 innings, and they stretched him out to 87 pitches. So is that the new norm? I don't know. Is this enough to overtake Ohtani? BetMGM has the lowest number in the market. That's 4-1 on Schwarber. That's still a ways away. And you got a guy that's also doing the pitching now. Okay, so if he's going to have performances like he did the other day, no, he's not catching Ohtani. Nope. I don't think it's going to happen. I still think it's Ohtani. And I don't know that the price is cheap enough to bet it right now, but I do expect it to be Ohtani.
We have people that listen to Bet Sweats. Again, not the flagship show on the station, but a very popular show. They've got Schwarber 70-1, 50-1, 40-1, 20-1. We have people that have bought in at different price points. And I think while this bet probably loses, I still think it was worth it. Still think it was a great idea to bet him, especially in that 40, 50, 70 to 1 range. He's going to hit 55 plus home runs or more on a team that probably wins the division. Most years, that's enough. But you have to deal with Ohtani, and that's the problem. You also have to deal with the voters who just gargle Ohtani at every opportunity. That's the problem.
Best number I see right now is 5-1. That's most of the market. Well, there's a 6 actually out there. And that's about it. Those are the only two worth even having a little bit of a conversation. So if you're thinking maybe there's a chance, I don't know that you want to do it the night after he hits 4 home runs. There might be some other opportunities where the number gets a little bit better. You know, like it could be like the other day with the NL Cy Young race. If Ohtani has another great pitching matchup, that would be your opportunity. But then is it even worth it? Might not be enough time for Schwarber to catch Ohtani. But certainly worth pointing out the move that we saw there. A lot of these markets, big moves, big performances, and we've seen big moves, injuries as well. It all is being impactful here in the final stretch run of the MLB regular season. All right, we've got a great week of college football action. I think that's where we're going to be heavy as far as lightning bets. Where do you want to start, Sam?
Yeah, I've given some of these bets out over the last 4 or 5 days, but let me just reiterate, I love Miami. That's my favorite play. I bet 3 in the summer. Yes, I still like 2.5 on the Canes. I think they should be favored against Notre Dame. I also am on this over. Now, I've bet personally and given out over 27.5. Should go over 27.5. 47.5. Some books now have 46.5. If you didn't do it, and you plus the points over in Columbus and Oregon State on the money line.
I feel like I'm missing so much. I didn't know you had a newsletter. Horvy mentions that you were on FS1 last night with the Bear Chris Felica. I didn't know that was happening. Like, what's going on? Where do I get this
Bear
newsletter?
Bets is now being packaged on FS1, which I didn't even know was a thing until last week. Yeah, it's pretty cool. The newsletter is pinned on the top of my Twitter on both SP Shoot and Chicken Dinner page. I'll send you the newsletter if you want. I'll send you a carrier pigeon. Drop it off right at your house.
How much are you charging?
It's free.
Come on, man. I'm just asking.
Should charge. All right. You're right. I should charge. I would never charge you, though.
Okay.
I'm going to forward it to you right now because you didn't get the first one. So there you go. Looking it's in your inbox right meow.
There you go. How about Horvy on Northwestern? Speaking of meows, on Northwestern this weekend. Okay. As far as college plays, he did mention that I gave out LSU earlier this week. Still on that, getting more than a field goal. I'm going to take LSU. We mentioned the Texas-Ohio State. I know a lot of people, like, they're listening on Friday to Lightning Bets, right? So even if we've mentioned something throughout the week, we are going to regurgitate, mention it one more time before we head off into the weekend. You talked about Miami. You got it at 3. I don't think we're going to get there. But maybe there's a chance. You know that Notre Dame money's coming. But I do like Miami plus 2.5 either way. Freeman struggles early in the season. Redshirt freshman quarterback on the road. That's going to be tough. A game we didn't talk much about, and it's hard to get an opinion because there's a lot of guessing. It's something we have not seen before. We're not going to be on the air before Monday night. I got a feeling that that is going to draw big numbers. Maybe I'm wrong, but Belichick, college football sideline, all the drama, all the noise, all offseason, I think that numbers, that game is going to draw big time. TCU against the Tar Heels, getting 3.5 after opening as the favorite. All offseason to get ready. Give me UNC plus 3.5 in the season opener. And then people are going to overreact the other way. And then they're going to be in on the whole thing. So, yeah, give me the Tar Heels there. Like a couple dogs this weekend.
Okay.
A few of them.
I talked earlier in the show about Illinois. I can't bet Illinois. Now, Illinois got bet from 45.5. Some books are 48.5. Circa's at 49. That has happened in the last hour. So Illinois got absolutely shoved against Western Illinois. Not great. Not great if you're going to be late to the party laying 48.5, 49 when you could have laid 45.5. But that could easily be 47-0. And if you laid 45.5, you're going to win. If you laid 48.5, you're not going to cover the 47. So these numbers that get jacked up 3-4 points, it's tough to chase those moves in college.
All right, where's the room? We got them. We got where's the room? We got less than a minute to rifle through these. Okay, John Ewing put these out. Number 5, Syracuse plus 14. Kelly's right. They are all on them. 4, Clemson laying 4 against LSU. Happy about that. Number 3, they're laying it with the Irish. We're happy about that. Minus 2.5. Number 2, Bama laying 2 touchdowns. Number 1, where's the room? Texas.
Of course.
There it is. There it is.
Of course.
All right. All right.
1-4 yesterday.
That's important. Yep. 1-4. Number 1 wasn't even close. They're on Texas. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Tuesday. BetMGM Network.